Hi there, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Lupa speaking on a recorded line.
Yes, I have a potential claimant for the Depo claim. I just submitted her information through the portal. Her first name is Denise, last name Martinez.
I do see it here. You can transfer over. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hi, Denise, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. Yeah. Hi, Denise. Once again, my name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No worries. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
That's correct. I
All
haven't.
right. No worries. So you are willing to affirm, and then you would be filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Alrighty. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Really sorry to hear that. And then, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was in the rain.
Alrighty, I see. And then, what would be the date of the diagnosis when they diagnosed you with a meningioma?
I believe it was either the exact date. I'm not too sure. It was either the 27th or the 28th of April, 2021. I mean, 2020. Yeah, 2021. I'm sorry.
No worries. I know it was a while back, so I get you there. So no worries. So, for the month, you said it was April, and then for the day, you're undecisive, but you said it was either 27th or 28th. Which one, to the best of your knowledge, which one would you want to go with?
I'm going to say it was the 27th.
No worries. So April 27 of 2021, correct? When you were diagnosed.
Yes.
All righty.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then, what would be your date of birth?
April 4th, 1982.
All right, and then you said April 4th of 1992.
No, 82. 4482.
Thank you for that. I apologize. So you said 4/4/1982. So thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
4/4/1982. And then, do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
No worries. Alrighty, and then did you consume, use a name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then which injectable did you use? Was it just Depo Provera? Do you remember if it was called Depo Sub-Q Provera?
You just Depo Provera.
No worries. And then do you recall ever taking a generic version at all?
No.
No worries. So that would be a no. Alrighty. Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, I used it in 2020. Yeah.
Alrighty, so you started in 2020? Is that what you just said right now? Is that when you first
No,
started?
I said I started no, I started experiencing side effects. I started in 2012.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was
November
gonna be
2012.
no worries. All right, 'cause that was gonna be my next question. It was just gonna be your usage year. So we're first gonna start off when you first started using Depo. You technically
In
already answered that.
2012.
Yeah, I
Okay,
overheard of
yeah.
that. No worries. So you said November of 2012. So what would be, to the best of your
Yeah.
knowledge, the day in November of 2012 when you started? I know it was a while back, so just to the best of your knowledge,
Oh,
was it safe to just put the first of that month since you're kind of unsure?
wow. That was, yeah, I'm kind of unsure on the date. You
I
can put
know.
the first. That's
No.
fine.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. So I put 11/1/2012 when you first started.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then we're gonna go moving on to your stop date. So when you stopped using Depo, can I start with the year?
Which it was 2020.
So
I
you
stopped
stop.
using it.
Okay. What would be the month?
of February.
February, okay. And then is it safe to put the first as well of that month in 2020?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm gonna put down here two. Sorry about that. Put 2/1/2020. Thank you for that. Which would be
That's
February 1st, 2020.
now that's not going to harm anything because I don't know the exact date. I mean,
No,
this is
that
the rest of
shouldn't.
month in a
No.
year.
No, you're
Okay.
fine. Yeah, it's been a while back, so the attorney should understand that. So you should be fine. These are just to the best of your knowledge. You should be fine. That's
Okay.
actually a great question, though. I would be asking the same question as you, so no worries. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. I knew that already. I just were required to ask. We're in a recorded
know.
line. And then I have your name spelled, your first name spelled as Denise, correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then do you have a middle name to put your initial here?
D.
D as in David, right? Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the spelling of your last name, Martinez, Martinez, correct?
Correct.
Thank you for confirming that. All right, and then what would be your marital status? Would it be single, married, divorced, widowed?
I'm single.
Alrighty, so I'll put down single. And then is there any suffix in your name? For example, like a junior, senior, the second, or nothing like that?
No.
No
No, there is no
worries.
suffix.
No worries. And then notice for in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social?
You want my full social?
It's up to you. If you don't feel safe giving me your full social, you can always just give me the last four.
5100.
5100. Okay, thank you for that.
And I'm able to get the medical records if needed.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for mentioning that. And then I have an email here on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I have it as Denise, the number 4, at gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then I have a primary phone number here on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I got 323-376-1974.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then what's basically what's gonna happen, we're almost done here. When I hit the submit button here, it's gonna send over some documents that require some signatures on your end. After you sign those documents, it's gonna take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference for you for the attorneys to reach out to you? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
An email would be great, and then we
Any
can correspond a phone call because I really don't, depending on time of the day, I don't answer the phone sometimes.
Okay, no worries.
Or it could be a text message because I can get a text message
Okay,
immediately, so that would
okay.
be fine too.
I'll text to the what would be your best preference? Would you say text or email?
I would say text because I get that immediately because
Okay.
sometimes emails get lost.
Yeah, that's how I was asking. Yeah, 'cause yeah, I see what you mean. No worries. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect that text message? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
It could be morning.
Morning? Okay. Thank you for confirming
Morning.
that. And then can you please provide me with your home address, please?
1145 Northwest Moreland Avenue, apartment
North.
number 3, Los Angeles. You want me to spell it out for you?
Oh,
Because it's all one word.
sorry. Yeah, no, I got 1145 Northwest, and then what's after Northwest?
Okay, so it's gonna be 1145 North, and then it's gonna the one word is gonna be Westmoreland, Westmoreland. That's all one word.
Oh, so it's North, like North is individually, so it's not North like
Yeah.
NW. Okay, I get you.
No.
All right, so
It's
it's.
Northwest Moreland. You want me to spell it again?
Yeah, how do you spell the Moreland part?
Okay, it's Westmoreland, Westmoreland. It's all one word.
All right, so oh, West is okay. I get what you mean now. Sorry about that. I confused
Yeah.
me. I see. So it's north after the North. I got West
Westmoreland.
Moreland.
Moreland, all one word.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, Okay. Los Angeles, Portland. California, 9.
Yeah. Yeah, 90029.
Avenue.
Yeah,
it's apartment number 3.
Apartment 3. Oh, thank you for that. I was about to ask that as well. So I'm just going to repeat it here for you. I got 1145 Westmoreland Avenue. And then apartment 3. City, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, County, Los Angeles County, State, California, zip code 90029.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then was Depo Provera administrated by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
It was administrated by my doctor.
Your doctor? Okay. And then how many times was the injured party injected with the product?
Oh, I can't even say because how many times? I know it was more than 4 to 5 times. I mean.
Well, let's say this. So you started in 2012. You stopped in 2020.
Right.
That's 8 years. How many times per year would you say? You were saying like 4 times per year, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we do 4 times. So it's 8. That would be 32. If I multiply 8 years times 4, because that's how many injections you got per year, that would equal to amount like 32 shots. Does that sound accurate?
That's kind of hard.
I know. It's just to the best of your knowledge, just because it's saying how many times was the injured party injected with the product. So we already got the start year and the stop year. So that's 8 years that you used the product. So I multiplied 8 times 4, because that's how many times you got it per year, right? You said you got it like 4 times per year. So that if when I multiply 8 times 4, it equals to 32 shots. Is that sound accurate?
Yeah, I'm going to think about it through the conversations we have.
No way, but to the best of your knowledge.
No,
I know, but this is just to the best of your knowledge. I understand your consideration on that. But this is just to the best of your knowledge, because the attorneys will pull up your medical records. So that's really going to help them. But to the best of your knowledge.
I'm going
to
say about 3 times a month. I want to go with 3 times a month.
Oh, you got 3, you would get a depo shot 3 times a month, you would say?
Yeah.
So every month you would get the depo shot 3 times?
Yeah, there'd be probably like every 12 weeks or something like that. Every 12 weeks, maybe like 3 times. I don't know. I'm all confused now.
You're fine. I don't mean to confuse you. I'm sorry.
Because it's just like I got brain fog sometimes.
I know. You're good. You're good. Because I already confirmed the start year and the stop year. That was you used Depo for 8 years, because you started in 2012 and you stopped in 2020, right? You started in 2012 and stopped in 2020.
I just don't know. Remember how many times. I know you're trying to help me get the exact date, but it's kind of hard for me to give you that.
It's not a date. It's just how many times in total, like, you were getting injected with the product for the depo. It's just an estimation. They don't want an accurate amount. Like, yeah, because it's kind of impossible to get an accurate amount.
I have no clue.
No, I know, but we confirmed earlier, you would use the depo shot 4 times per year, right? You would get a shot for doing the math here, it does equals to 32. So is it okay if I put 32 here on the intake? Because that is what it equals to. Because
if I can get clarity on it, I am able to tell the attorney that when I do speak to them, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I told you earlier, and you confirmed as well, you were taking the depo shot like 4 times per year. So doing the math in here, it does equal to 32 shots in total.
Okay, that's fine.
So you should be fine. Okay, no worries. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to like stress you out or anything like that. Okay, because I know it was a long time ago.
Sometimes my memory is kind of bad right now.
You're good. You don't got to apologize, okay? You're fine. Moving on to the next question, what was the name of the doctor or the medical staff that administrated that depo shot? So the doctor basically who gave you those shots, you remember his name?
Her name was Dr. Leanne.
I see. Dr. Leanne. How do you spell that name for me?
I'm sorry. I got a phone call. Wait, hold on. Let me stop there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Now repeat your question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're good. Can you spell that out, the doctor's name for me, Leanne?
Lena, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lena? Can you spell it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her name is Dr. Lena. It's L-E-A-N.
Okay, that would
and
be
then
her.
I'm gonna...
That would be her first name? Or?
Yeah, her first name. The last name is A-J-A-M-I-A-N.
Okay, let me look. I think I found her. Yeah, I believe I found her. Dr. Lena, and then the last name is A-J-A-M-I-A-N. She's a family doctor in Los Angeles. I found her. Thank you for that. Thank you for spelling that out for me. I mean, it's so much easier for me.
I get tongue-tied. Sometimes I'll be reading it and it doesn't sound right when I say
it. No, you're good.
So I don't want to tell you the wrong name.
No, you're good for that. Thank you so much for spelling it out. It made it so much easier. So what would be the name of the facility where the Depo Provera was administrated? Just the hospital.
At Kaiser.
At Kaiser?
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser. Is that on Sunset Boulevard? Kaiser Permanente?
Los Angeles.
Okay, thank you.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kaiser Permanente Los Angeles Medical Center. I found it here. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the number and everything here, so thank you for that. You're with me here. Alrighty. And then she would be, Lena would also be the prescribing doctor, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for being patient with me, by the way.
No, it's no problem.
Alrighty. And then what would be the pharmacy name where you would, pick up the prescriptions?
I will go to CVS.
CVS. And then do you recall the address for that CVS?
No, I don't recall the
Is it near you're good. Is it near Kaiser Permanente, like the CVS, or is it near by your house?
Yes, there's CVS. It is near Kaiser. I don't know which. I mean,
I'll name an address here. Let me put it here. So there's one in Sunset Boulevard. There's one in South Broadway. There's one in Wilshire Boulevard. I'm just naming ones that are near.
I believe I used to go to one off of Hollywood somewhere, or like on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know exact address.
You're good. You're good. That's all I needed to hear, to kind of find out where it's at. Is it the one in 6201 Hollywood Boulevard, Suite 126? Or it looks, let's see here.
I know it's on Hollywood Boulevard, and the zip code, I believe, is
90028.
Yeah, 90028. Yep. I just don't know the suite and stuff like that. I know it's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, you're right. I believe I found it. Let's see here. There's actually two I see, and I see one in six. The one with the suite number is this. I don't think it's that one though, because there's another one in Hollywood Boulevard, and that one's in 7021 Hollywood Boulevard, Los Angeles, California 90028.
Well, I don't know. See, that's kind of hard to say.
Was it in front of a LA Fitness?
I don't recall. No, it's in a suite. It's like a shopping center.
Oh, you said a suite? No, that's the only one with the suite. Yeah. The other one? It must be that one.
It's in the shopping center. So is that LA Fitness then?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I don't know.
Yeah, I found it. It's 6201 Hollywood Boulevard, Suite 126, Los Angeles. Yeah, I found it. Thank you for that. That was really helpful. All righty. And then what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I believe I got both because they removed it.
No worries.
Yeah.
And then who would be your diagnosing doctor, the doctor name who diagnosed you? Was it Lena as well?
It's another doctor. I believe his name is Dr. Daniel. What's his last name? Let me see.
Okay, so
It's Hirt. It's H-I-R-T.
Hurt. Let me look it up. Dr. Daniel Hurt in Los Angeles. He should come up.
He's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah. He came up as a neurological surgery. Yeah, neurosurgeon. Daniel Hurt. And you spelled out the name actually correct as well. Kaiser Permanente. Good job. Yeah. Thank you for that. So he was at Kaiser Permanente as well, right? In Los Angeles Medical Center?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you for that. Bear with me here.
What state are you in?
Oh no, I'm in California as well. I'm in Irvine.
Oh, okay.
Actually nearby.
Oh, okay.
Bear with me. I'm just typing in this information. I'm almost done.
Alrighty. No problem.
Thank you. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
I'm glad to hear that. And then what was the type of treatment that you received for your meningioma? Do you receive?
They removed the tumor and it gave me chemotherapy. Mm-hmm.
Surgery and chemotherapy. Did you have to take any pain medication as well to put that down, or just surgery and chemo?
Just surgery and chemo.
Okay, no worries. Chemotherapy. Thank you. All right, so I got surgery and chemotherapy. How many cycles was it for the chemotherapy? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
No worries. I'm going to just put surgery and chemotherapy. You should be fine. And then was it Daniel Hurt, the one who treated you as well? Because it's asking for a treating doctor name.
Yes, and he's the treating doctor.
Thank you for that. Shouldn't take too long putting all this in here. Facility name, got the address right here. Alrighty, and then it's asking here, we're almost done here. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was hospitalized probably for about anywhere from 7 to 9 days.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Maybe 7 to 8 days or something like that. Roughly a number, I'm not sure what you say.
No worries. Yeah, you just said that was roughly a number. No worries. So going with that, it's asking what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? Was that after the surgery? Do you recall, like, just an estimation of the date that I could have been? It's asking just for the date that you were hospitalized.
I just remember that it was just, I was in there around August
On
of
August?
2022.
Okay.
Yeah, of 2022.
Alrighty. August. Do you want me to put August 1st of 2022, or do you recall, like, if it was in the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, the ending of the month?
I can't even tell.
I
I
know,
don't
I
even want to
know.
lie.
I know it's
That's one of
okay.
them
And
things
thank
when you
you.
go through things,
You're
you don't
good.
remember certain things.
Thank you for being honest. You're good. I put August 1st of 2022, okay? No worries.
Okay.
And they're gonna pull
I'm
up your
sorry about
medical
that.
record. Don't apologize. No, it's been a while ago, so I understand. I completely like understand you. And then you kind of already answered this question, but do you have a copy of the medical records?
I can get a copy
Okay,
in a
no
couple of
worries.
weeks if needed.
No worries. Thank you for answering that. And then the most important question there would just be, you know those medical records exist, correct? And that would be a yes.
Yes.
Correct. And then if you when you would be able to obtain those medical records, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
I can do by mail, or I'm quite sure I'm able to do both if needed.
Okay. Yeah. And if I put down both, I'm pretty sure when, you know, when the attorneys reach out to you, you can let them know, you know, you feel more safely just doing
Whichever
that
one.
electronic. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you caught on. No
Okay.
worries. And then here's just the last question. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to put down an emergency contact?
No.
No worries. Put down no here. And All righty. Bear with me here. All right, everything looks great. I'm just looking over the intake, making sure I didn't miss anything on my end on the intake, but everything looks great. All right, 4/27/2021. All right, I just want to confirm this one more time. I have your date of birth as 4/4/1982, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. All right, I'm just gonna submit this over. See here. Righty. Not sure why it's saying error. I apologize. It did this earlier with my last client that I spoke with. I had to just copy and paste all this to another intake form. I apologize. It's
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm
It's okay.
sorry. All right, I'm gonna put myself on mute for a while. Just bear with me here, okay? Sorry
Okay, I'm
about
gonna
that.
put you on mute too, 'cause I was
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
something.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna put you on mute, but I'm right here.
Okay, I'll call you over, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm almost done here, okay? Apologize.
Okay, no problem.
Alrighty, I just copied and pasted everything to the new intake, so I
okay,
apologize.
I'm still
No.
here.
Perfect.
Problem.
So now I'm just gonna hit the send button now. So when it comes through, it should be coming as a text and an email. It's gonna be coming as guadalupe@masstorchstrategies.com. It just came through. It says successfully on my end.
Okay.
Just let me know when you receive it.
Okay, so you want me to do DocuSign?
Yeah, it came as a text and an email. I always prefer as a text. It's a little bit easier on your end. You just click
So
the
do we,
link.
okay, and do the text.
Yeah, and then while you do that, I'm gonna mute myself. Call me over if you need help of signing those documents. I'm gonna be prepping up a text
Okay.
message on my direct number to send you the attorney information, and they'll be on my direct number. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm supposed to put DDM. I think
Oh.
I put DM.
Oh, for your initial? It's fine. You could put just
Yeah.
your first and
Okay.
last name. That shouldn't be an issue. Great question,
okay.
though.
Yeah, that's. Okay, I'm done now.
All right, sorry. Let me just refresh on my end. Bear with me. I just sent you a text. While I look at this, can you confirm if you got my text message on a 949 area code?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So that's going to be my direct number. Feel free to call or text me if you have any questions in the future. But like I said, you already did the easy part. You already signed those documents. It shouldn't take too long for the attorneys to reach out to you in a couple of business days. Just to, sorry about that. Just to let you know the next steps, basically. But other than that, do you have any other more questions before I let you go?
No, that will be all. So they'll just tell me what's going to happen the next process after me filling everything out.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's basically the process. So, but if they don't reach out to you, like probably like on Monday or Tuesday, anytime like next week. Feel free to call me or text me and be like, hey, they haven't reached out to me. I can live transfer you to them, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, perfect. So you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. You too.